Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Text us this morning on 51551, email todaycb@rte.ie, or on Twitter, we are at Today with Claire. As I was saying, Tony Holohan, the Chief Medical Officer, will appear before the Oireachtas Committee on Transport this afternoon against a backdrop of increased calls for the introduction of antigen testing to be used alongside PCR tests. But it is expected that he will once again warn that PCR tests are the gold standard. The committee believes that a pilot programme of rapid antigen testing should urgently commence in order to fully reopen travel and aviation. Kieran O'Donnell, Fine Gael TD and Chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Transport, joins me in studio now, and on the line is Paul Moyna, Professor of Immunology at NUI Maynooth, and Priscilla Lynch, Clinical Editor of the Medical Independent. Good morning to all of you. Kieran O'Donnell, can I start with you first, please? You've had the benefit now of listening to a huge amount of expert testimony on both sides of this argument in relation to the introduction of antigen testing. What is your conclusion at the end of all of that?
My conclusion is that rapid antigen testing has a key role to play in terms to be part of the toolkit, public health toolkit, in dealing with coronavirus. Very simply, we had Mark Ferguson, Professor Mark Ferguson, in before us, who the Ferguson report everyone is aware of, and with a world-renowned expert, Professor Michael Meagher. And they put forward the rapid antigen testing has a key role to play. And I suppose if I could put it in context, we're a transport committee, aviation is a huge issue, 140,000 people involved. What Professor Michael Meagher, the kernel of his argument was that with PCR testing, which is a great test, you're required at the moment to take a PCR test 3 days pre-arrival in Ireland, 72 hours. You could potentially arrive in Ireland and test a negative PCR test 72 hours pre-arrival and be highly infectious with coronavirus because it comes on.
You could have incubated it in that period of time, and you're thinking that the antigen test is an extra layer of safety.
And the antigen test it has two aspects. And it's a different test than the PCR test. PCR test detects the virus in your system over a 30-day period. Antigen test detects an infection at its most infectious period, which is within a 10-day period. So if someone takes an antigen test, which is a very fast test, a 20-minute test, as distinct from a 24-hour turnaround test for PCR, before they board the plane, it will show if they're infectious. And therefore, it's a further layer of risk reduction in terms of the spread of the virus.
Do you expect the Chief Medical Officer, Tony Holohan, to disagree with any of that analysis?
Well, certainly the HSE have brought out a report on Monday, and we the Mark Ferguson report, the Press Ferguson report, that's a government commissioned report as well, and we want to see what has that been discussed at NEFET, what has been the conclusions. And furthermore, I think the HSE report that was published on Monday very much detested it was both symptomatic, people with symptoms, and asymptomatic. They compared PCR to antigen testing, marking the PCR as the benchmark, which I'm not certain is correct because PCR and antigen are two different tests. But the conclusions were for symptomatic testing, antigen testing, rapid antigen testing, is as effective as PCR testing.
But do you expect
With the asymptomatic, I think that they will argue that it's not as effective.
Yeah, however, it only catches 50% of cases.
And I want to nail that particular point on the head. Over a 30-day period, PCR will detect you having the virus at any stage, and in many cases, you won't be infectious. Antigen testing detects you during that 10-day period where you're effectively infectious and you're at danger both to yourself and to other people. So by definition, if it's 10 days of 30, that's 30%. So if you're getting a 50% rate on the rapid antigen test, that's highly effective. This is about, antigen testing is about preventing, detecting and preventing the spread of the virus. We can't have a situation whereby we have this rapid antigen testing tool available to us and public health aren't using it, and two other factors. The European Commission have published a list of antigen tests that they have validated. which will be allowed under the EU Digital Green Cert, which comes into play on the 1st of July for many countries, for us on the 19th of July. So we can't have a situation whereby that it's allowed all other countries using it, and we are an outlier here in terms of, both in terms of the recovery of aviation and the economy, and more particularly in terms of reducing the risk from the virus itself.
So as far as we know, the Chief Medical Officer does not agree with you on this at the moment.
We'll wait and see.
Well, what questions are you going to put to him today?
The questions we're going to put to him are, number one, have they discussed the Ferguson report? Number two, does he regard PCR or rapid antigen testing to be more effective in terms of the pickup when the virus is at its heaviest in terms of people that are most infectious? And will he establish a pilot program? Sorry, because ultimately government make the decision, but will he recommend that we set up a pilot program between here and another destination to look at rapid antigen testing on a pilot process?
Right, so you're only discussing this with him in the context really of aviation?
No,
you're not looking
our
at
specific,
no,
our specific, obviously, our remit as a transport committee, aviation is front and centre. However, we were discussing with him in terms of the wider implications in terms of screening for social events and in terms of outbreaks. Rapid antigen testing has a key role to play that if there are outbreaks in reducing the risk, reducing the virus itself. And the key features rapid antigen testing are speed, which 20 minutes, cost, and more particularly, it picks people up when they're at their most infectious. And really, we have to be about, and if people about starting to spread the virus, if people are asymptomatic, it's hugely important then that we have tests in place with our rapid antigen tests, which are happening all the time. So to ensure, because the more people are vaccinated, the more likely they are, if they have the virus, they will be asymptomatic.
Okay. All right. Priscilla Lynch, let me bring you in here. You obviously don't speak for the HSE, but you have been speaking to those who still don't like the idea of introducing antigen testing and believe that the PCR remains the gold standard. Can you explain their thinking at this point of view, given the extent of the knowledge that Kieran O'Donnell has set out there?
Sure, and I suppose, first of all, NPHET don't see themselves as antigen testing at all, or the HSE's antigen working group. They see themselves as being cautious, but they don't like to be kind of placed as being anti-antigen testing. But obviously, it is very obvious that Ireland has been very cautious compared to lots of other countries in relation to the use of antigen testing. If you look at the report that was published just a few days ago by the HSE's working group on antigen testing, it found that only about 50% of asymptomatic cases could be picked up by the antigen testing, and about 82% could be picked up people who were symptomatic. And I suppose they've pointed out that, you know, if you're symptomatic, you shouldn't be wandering around anyway. And that asymptomatic cases, you know, that the rate is just, even these are not a magic bullet, that antigen testing is useful in certain settings and that it should complement the existing PCR and public health strategies, which is what the Professor Ferguson report said as well, but that they aren't going to be, they shouldn't be used, I suppose, to open up things and to allow access to events. But again, other, you know, clinicians maybe might disagree. So there is a bit of disagreement there. But in Ireland, if you look at how are we using antigen testing so far, we have bought over 800,000 tests. They have run a number of pilots and they have validated them themselves, just like the EU has advised. And I suppose the real world results are far lower than what we would see perhaps in the trials that the antigen test providers are providing. And even if you're talking about travel there, by the end of May, we had about 200 cases of COVID-19 picked up in mandatory hotel quarantine. Now, those people would have come in, most of them, with, you know, negative PCR tests. But if you look at that, they would have developed those days after being put into quarantine. So they wouldn't have been picked up probably by antigen testing anyway, you know, because it is much more effective at picking up symptomatic cases. So that's been pointed out. I think NPHET in particular are a bit more cautious now because of the Delta variant. And we've seen that now is over 90% of cases in the UK, and it's doubling in numbers every 4.5 days over there. So they are being more cautious. But looking at the UK, they have much more widespread use of antigen testing. They use them in school settings, care home settings, for for visitors and, you know, universities and workplaces, and even the general public can get hold of them as well. And I suppose if you look at what, that's a very different approach. They have spent hundreds of millions on those tests, and only time will tell really if that was an effective strategy. If you look at Ireland again, you know, we have been cautious about buying that amount. We have validated them. They're going to test them now in universities. Four universities now are going to take part in a pilot: UCD, Trinity, Galway and Cork, in the university setting, and it is hoped that there'll be widespread testing rolled out there in September. Okay. The tests are seen as more useful when they're used as serial testing, not as one-off testing. And again, even the effectiveness of them, of people doing them at home, seems to be even lower. So they are better if they are taken by someone who's trained in their usage. So yeah, we have used them a bit, and we are looking at maybe trialing them in creches as well. And they are being used in meat factory settings and also in outbreak settings already in hospitals, where there is, if there is a big outbreak, they can be used very quickly to turn around tests there. So an effort have said that they're not against them per se, but they're not a magic bullet.
Professor Paul Moyna, Professor of Immunology in NUI Maynooth, let me bring you in at this point. Priscilla was pointing out that the British have very, very well, enthusiastically backed the use of antigen testing, but the jury is still out as to whether that has been an effective strategy or not. Is that the case? Do you think that time will prove them to have been successful or not, or can you make that judgment now?
I think overall, Philip, that the part of the toolbox we have in terms of the fight against this virus, I think a lot of the narrative is based around trying to get to the perfect. We've heard throughout this that perfect is the enemy of the good, and I think it has been the enemy of the good. I think there's this sense in terms of if a test is not perfect, no test is perfect, including the PCR test. And if we try to get perfect and we try to go for no risk, I think you're obliged then to look at the risks and the harm associated with that. And I think we're at a situation with rapid antigen tests, first of all, in terms of it's moving at an absolute glacial pace. Like, I'm amazed in terms of how slow it has been. We've just had, like, a report was published on Monday from the HSE. Like, my understanding was that was done a number of months ago. I have no idea why it's taken so long to publish that report. And again, nothing new has been in that report. That is more or less everybody would have known in terms of the performance of these rapid antigen tests. And just to repeat what has previously been stated, rapid antigen tests, no, they're not as sensitive as PCR, but PCR is a definitive diagnostic test. We are not using rapid antigen tests, or we would not propose to use them as a definitive diagnostic test.
Would it be fair to say that when you were looking at them, you were looking at them solely from a diagnostic, from a scientific point of view? NEF at the HSE, government have to also take in the political communications around the introduction of antigen testing. The fact that it might send a signal to people that if I feel a little bit coffee or sniffly or running a bit of a temperature, you know what, I'll run down to the Applegreen petrol station and I'll buy myself an antigen test, which is precisely the last thing that you should be doing in those circumstances.
But my view here, Philip, is that those people are being responsible. The people who are going to use rapid antigen tests are the people who are responsible. They're trying to...
Well, no, I mean, the responsible thing to do in that circumstance is to phone your GP and book a PCR test.
Yes, but if you're, let's say, you're going, you're trying to decide whether to go to an event or whatever, and you decide, right, I will do a rapid antigen test as the next, not an assurance, but if I'm positive, the specificity of these are extremely high. If you're positive on these, you're almost certain to have the virus. So that would inform a person in terms of, actually, I shouldn't go. I don't think it's going to modify their behaviour in terms of, you know, being reckless. I think these people are trying to inform themselves in terms of, and these are people who are probably asymptomatic. Now, just coming back to that point in terms of rapid antigen tests not picking up people who are asymptomatic, the key point here is in terms of how much virus and do you have an infectious level of a virus? That's the key point. So if you're going to an event, you're getting a real-time readout, do you have an infectious level of virus? And rapid antigen tests are very good. The sensitivity specifically in relation to that point is sort of an 80 to 90%, which is a really high level of performance.
The specificity is good, Ciarán O'Donnell. It is an increasingly robust test, but it's still not as good as PCR, and we should be encouraging people to get that test rather than a self-administered test first, should we not? No?
They're not mutually exclusive. The basic point here, and Professor Moyna made it, is that rapid antigen testing assists PCR in the fight against COVID, but more particularly, rapid antigen testing has two key components. It basically detects when the virus is at its most infectious, and it can be turned around in real time in 20 minutes. PCR is a different type of test. PCR looks at detecting the virus over it could be over a 30-day period, and it can take 24 hours minimum to turn around the test normally. So the key thing here is that in terms of aviation, the digital green cert will require, it allows rapid antigen testing, it requires them to be monitored by professionals, so it's not a self-test, but it provides another layer of protection in terms of the fight against the virus. And I'm looking at if I'm flying and there's any question that possibly with a PCR test, so no test is foolproof. The PCR test that even, and you take it 72 hours pre-arrival in Ireland, could I be stepping on the plane with the virus at the at an infectious level?
Mm-hmm. So are you moving in the direction then of saying that before people board a plane, they're going to require to be vaccinated, have had a PCR test in the previous 72 hours and an antigen test?
No, because under the digital green cert, if people are fully vaccinated, they will be required to move freely. The point I'm making is that it's not a binary decision. Rapid antigen testing has a key role to play because it's lower cost. It detects the virus as most infectious, and it can be done in rapid turnaround.
Okay, but should they? Are you saying then that they will require both tests before boarding a plane?
No, I think if people are vaccinated, and this is the questions we want to discuss, and we've had the experts in. Professor Meena believes that rapid antigen testing is a more effective tool in terms of boarding a plane. If a rapid antigen test brings up a positive, then you should have a PCR test. I'm not an expert in the area, but I certainly know from our deliberations in the committee with my fellow members in the Transport Committee that rapid antigen testing has a key role to play in terms of reopening of aviation, but more particularly, all other countries are going to be using rapid antigen testing under digital green cert. We can't have a situation where Ireland, for whatever reason, is not using it based on a particular view of the public health.
Well, now, hang on a second. Why can we not? I mean, if our scientific and our medical advice is don't do that, why should we follow what Europe is doing?
I think the scientific and medical advice is very much, even on the report that the HSE did themselves on Monday, it shows that rapid antigen testing, certainly with symptomatic, is highly effective. And I think the particular survey they did around the asymptomatic was wholly incomplete. And furthermore, Professor Miney made reference, this report is ready for a number of months.
You haven't answered my question on this, though, please, Kieran O'Donnell. Why are we not free to set our own medical and transport policy?
Because we're operating in a world economy. We're an island nation. We're operating in the European Union.
There's plenty of countries making their own decisions.
We have signed up to the EU Digital Green Cert. We must be certain that we're fit and ready for its implementation on the 19th of July. And part of that toolkit must be rapid antigen testing alongside PCR testing. They're both mutually exclusive. And we can't have a situation we are now facing where we're sticking on solely on a road of PCR testing. We must allow both in the toolkit.
Is there a bit of a contradiction between implementing the digital green cert and now requiring 10 days quarantine for people coming in from the UK? It's all getting a bit confused.
These are questions, obviously, we'll be putting to Dr. Hoolan and his colleagues today. But why they made that decision? I can only surmise.
Well, that was government's decision.
Because it's a delta, or they recommended that decision because the delta variant is so virulent. But apart from that,
but the Delta variant is not virulent just in the UK.
Yes.
It exists elsewhere in Europe, but we're going to apply a different policy to other EU member nations.
Can I put a point? If we run a pilot air travel between here and another country and we see how rapid antigen testing works, then it has a key role to play. And it take the Delta variant at the moment. Wouldn't it give a further reassurance if a person getting on a plane had a real-time test that shows that what they had was not infectious?
Okay. Final point in this, a question, Priscilla, that I'd like you to address that comes in the form of a text, 51551. I have been taking an antigen test twice a week since Christmas as a substantial personal cost. I am completely certain every week that I am not infected, and that can only be a positive thing. Plus, these test kits are free to everyone in the UK. The part of the text that I'm interested in hearing you address is when the person says, I am completely certain every week that I am not infected. How completely certain can they be?
They can't be completely certain. I think, you know, if it tests positive an antigen test, you're more likely to have it. But if it tests negative, it doesn't necessarily mean you don't have it. And, you know, it was pointed out there about the HSE's report, which found 50% accuracy in asymptomatic cases. That's not the only report that found that. There was a UK one report that found only up to 60% of asymptomatic cases were detected. And also the company that supplies the UK, the biggest company, has been criticised by the US regulator in relation to its data there. So, you know, they are part of the solution.
But Priscilla, it depends on what the test is. If the test is about finding people at their most infectious, or if you're comparing PCR and antigen testing over the 30-day, the full-day range, then I don't think that's a fair test.
I think the NEFET actually agree with that, because they do use them, the HSE, in outbreak settings, as you pointed out there. If there's an outbreak setting in the hospital, they are seen as accurate, they're useful, quick to turn around.
There is room
there's
room for major discussion on this issue.
And I'm sure there's going to be plenty more of it. Thank you very much, Ciarán O'Donnell, Paul Moynagh, and indeed Priscilla Lynch as well. Coming up after the break, where exactly are we at with the vaccination programme?
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.